語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はカナダ出身のテシアと
インドネシア出身のフィラと
シリア出身のハラと
イラン出身のモナです。
今月のテーマは朝型、夜型、生活のリズムについてです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Fila and I'm from Indonesia.
My name is Hala and I'm from Syria.
And my name is Mona and I'm from Iran.
Our topic this month is, are you an early bird or a night owl? Well, we're finally in September and nearing autumn despite the continuously warm weather. And as we enter the latter half of the year, nights start to get long, so your sleep rhythm might be affected because of the changing daylight. So today I would like to talk to our guests about, you know, sleep, our own pace of life, a little bit about, you know, when we eat and everything, and how to maintain a healthy lifestyle. I would just like to start off by asking everyone if you are an early bird or a night owl.
That's a very, very interesting question for me because I used to be a night owl, but nowadays in Japan, it's kind of impossible.
Yeah, you have school every day.
Yes, so. Definitely. It's like at 12:30, I'm out. I cannot stay up any longer. So I have been living both, I think. Now I am an early bird, but I used to be a night owl, and I like to be a night owl.
Yeah, that's like what a lot of people, I think, say too. When they're younger, they're more able to stay up later at night.
Exactly.
But it gets harder when you get older.
Yes, now I can feel it. Now I'm getting older.
Absolutely. Okay, so Mona's a, well, used to be a night owl, currently a morning bird.
Yes.
All right. So what about you, Fila? What are you?
Hard to say.
Hard to say.
Yeah, just like Mona, I'm used to be night owl, but depend on season because I'm Muslim, so I need to pray like 5:30 days.
Yes.
And the early prayer now is 2 o'clock
in the morning.
So, yeah, unless you get early or get wake up early, or you just stay late night for whole day, and after prayer you can sleep, you can choose. So for recently, I choose to like sleep early and wake up early, and after that I can get sleep again.
Okay, so do you like set an alarm clock?
Yes.
Okay, I see. So I guess your sleep schedule kind of changes
every season.
Every season?
Yes.
Wow.
It depends from like, the prayer times.
It sounds like it will take some getting used to, but yeah.
It's hard, but yeah.
So what about you, Hala?
It's actually a little bit similar to Mona. When I was like younger, in my like early 20s, it was very easy for me to like stay very late at night. Not that late, but like maybe I would sleep around 4, but because of course I have school the next day, I would wake up at around 7 or,
wow.
or 8. So I would be just very healthy with just 4 hours of sleep. Of course, sometimes I would just take a small nap after school sometimes, but like basically these 4 hours. But right now, if I don't sleep maybe 7 to 8 hours, I can't function normally the next day.
Oh, no.
Me too. So now I think I'm more of a, like an early bird. But so yeah, I think by 11:30 I'm just out. But in the weekend, I can still be a little bit of an owl sometimes.
Like, sometimes.
Your past comes to haunt you.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm neither an early bird nor a night owl. I've just always been an afternoon eagle, I guess. Whatever bird is out there, I'm not a birdologist or whatever they call those people. But yeah, I'm an afternoon person, as in I like to wake up at a reasonable hour and, you know, go to bed at a reasonable hour. But yeah, waking up too early or like sleeping too late makes me really grumpy the next day. So I prefer to just, you know, live a normal schedule, I think. We already talked a little bit about, you know, how her need to pray basically will affect what time she goes to bed or what time she wakes up. So I thought it would be really interesting to maybe just talk a little bit about what does a day look like in your home country, because I think, like, you know, what time you go to bed or what time you have your meals, how many meals you have, that will really differ depending on the part of the world that you're from. Like, for example, in Canada, I think we're like the model example for a 9-to-5 kind of like Western lifestyle. You wake up at maybe 8, get to work at 9, work from 9 to 5, go home, eat dinner at like 6-ish, and go to bed at 11. That's like a really like standard, I guess, schedule. For us, so like 3 meals a day, lunch at noon, all that. What's a serious schedule look?
Actually, there's a big difference from the Western like lifestyle, because the main meal in Syria is the lunch.
Oh.
And it's normally we normally have lunch at around 3 or 4.
Oh, that's really late. Wow.
Yeah, so we would have a very early breakfast, because the school and work in Syria is earlier than it starts at 8, actually.
Wow.
So people wake up at 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. We have like a spread of some sort at that time, and then maybe we snack. I mean, not maybe, probably everybody snacks, because lunch is, as you said, is actually late. Mm-hmm. So we eat some snacks in between, and then we have all school students and civil workers, they would be finished at around 3. Yeah. And there's no lunch break. So people have lunch at around 3 or 4, and then maybe another shift, or students would do their homework. Mm-hmm. And we would have a very light dinner at maybe around 9, which is late.
I see. Yeah, like the late dinners are very fascinating to me.
Yeah, but because you had a very big lunch, so the dinner, you're not actually that hungry. And because it's very close to sleep time, so it's really very light. Mm-hmm. And I think most adults just eat some fruits and stuff like that. Like, you don't have like the big stuff are at lunch.
Yeah, what about Indonesia? What does a day in Indonesia look like?
Wow, it's quite similar with Hannah. Yeah. School starting from 8 o'clock in the morning.
Early.
And yeah, because we have our early prayer, so it's in average for Muslim, we are woke up on 5 o'clock and starting cooking after that, and eating breakfast on 6. And after that, we prepare from school or from the university, or just go to the company, eat lunch in schools, and after that we go back again to homes and eat dinner like in 7 or 9 in p.m. And after that we take a bath.
That's a very long time that you spend in school. I'm a little surprised. Like, how many classes does high schools have in one day?
We like have additional classes for university, like entrance exam.
Oh, so like cram
yeah, school cram schools.
Wow.
But in the same school, after the like usual school, and we have the cram school after that.
Oh, that's convenient. You don't have to move somewhere. You just like
there. Sometimes I just go skip the class and go to Moscow, the nearest Moscow, and sleep on the school exam.
That is. About Iran, Mona, like, do you guys have like a similar schedule as Syria, since you're geographically so close?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both.
Really?
Yeah, but unfortunately we go to school and work earlier, like 7:30.
That's rough.
That's why when it's the school time, I really struggled a lot, because I had to wake up around 4. And because I come from a big city, so there is always traffic jam.
Oh no, I know it.
So it was 1.5 hours just on the way.
No, that's horrible.
All the time I slept on the way. But the food and eating, it's we have kind of big breakfast. And then around exactly 2-3 we have lunch. But our main meal is dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because dinner is the time that family all gather together. It's like I can remember my mom always said that, let's not eat dinner until dad comes. So we all are together.
So to it.
Yes.
That's very nice.
But actually, in between, we also have a snack. Like,
yeah.
as you said, 5, you eat your dinner.
Yes.
That time is the snack time for
wow.
us.
Lastly, I think we can wrap up this episode by talking a little bit about what we do to ensure that we get enough sleep. Like, I personally would work out after eating dinner. So I'll eat at like 5:30 and then at like 6 or 7 I'll do exercise to like stretching and maybe I'll go running sometimes. And that usually tires me out enough that by the time it's like 10:30, 11-ish, I get tired enough and then I'll sleep.
I actually try so hard to avoid napping. Like even if it's just like 15 minutes,
yeah.
I try to avoid napping from the moment I wake up. I try to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
And because if I nap even a little bit, I think I won't be able to sleep. It's very hard at first if you are used to napping. But I think after some while, you just get used to it and it will really help you to get your routine fixed, I think.
I have an unhealthy lifestyle, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's really hard to me to keep away from phone
okay.
in a bad time, you know?
Yes.
Like, I just really struggle to,
yeah.
no, don't see it
yeah.
anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And in the end, I cannot sleep at all.
Maybe you need, like, a box for your phone and your laptop, and you just put it in before your bed, and it's like, I will not touch this. Maybe that would be a good move.
Honestly, I am really struggling with the sleep in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I am doing, which are helpful but has not answered, is drinking warm herbal tea or water before bed. As you also said, doing some kind of stretch can also help
increase blood flow.
Yes, exactly. But these days I also try to write something like journaling before bed or listening to calming music. But I don't know if they work out.
Yeah. yeah, like my sister, she has to put on what they call white noise.
Oh, yes.
When she sleeps, or else she won't be able to fall asleep. But
yes.
I just don't understand. It's just annoying to me.
It's kind of like waves of noise.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's supposed to like encourage your brain to kind of go into a sleep pattern, I think. But yeah, like, you know, at the end of the day, sleep is a really like personal thing. You kind of have to make it work for you.
Yes.
So, well, I hope you find something that works for you soon.
Thank you.
Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Have you heard of the email magazine that the International Relations Department of Sentia sends out? Available in Japanese, English, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Nepali, people who are subscribed to the email magazine can receive various information, including disaster and disaster prevention related news, projects and events run by Sentia, notice from the Sendai Multicultural Center, and useful information from Sendai City. Subscription is free, so please consider signing up for our mailing list. For details about the email magazine and how to subscribe, please refer to the official website of the International Relations Department of Sentia. And just before we end today, I would like to make an announcement. So this will actually be my last ever radio program with Hello Sendai, since I'll be going back home to Canada just at the end of the month of recording. So this is not the end of the program itself. The people who will be coming after me at work, they will be taking over. So please continue listening to the program and consider supporting them. It's very nice to be able to do this fun little project for 3 years, and I really do appreciate everyone who listens to our program and all our guests who has appeared on our program. And so yeah, farewell. And that is it of our program today. We'll see you again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.